Since formally announcing his plans to run as a Democrat to get his old job back, former Governor Charlie Crist has been on the fundraising trail. During a recent trip to Tallahassee for a fundraiser, Crist took a moment to blast the policies of Governor Rick Scott.
I signed an executive order so that voters could vote early voting more often and in more places, number one. I think that democracy is something we ought to respect, we ought to care about. Let's talk about education. I wouldn't cut it $1.3 billion in my first year as governor, and then follow that up by $300 million slash to higher education the second year.
After a disastrous first year, which saw deep cuts to education prove highly unpopular, Scott reversed course, putting money back into K-12 funding. Last year, the legislature put back the higher education dollars it cut the previous year as well. Scott is now promising a $500 million tax rollback and has been traveling the state and highlighting local businesses as Florida's unemployment rate continues to drop.
Over 200,000 private sector jobs in the last 23 months. I want to thank every Floridian for all your efforts to get our economy going again, making sure people can get a job in our great state.
And according to the latest poll from the left-leaning Public Policy Polling Institute, Scott's message of economic growth may be working.
When we did a poll in September, we found that Charlie Crist was well ahead of Rick Scott. He had a 12-point advantage, but now Crist's lead is down to only 2 points.
Tim Jensen is the director of the Public Policy Polling Institute, and he says the rapid closing of the gap is due to Republicans consolidating around Scott. Still, he remains unpopular among voters. But Charlie Crist's popularity has also fallen since he officially entered the race, bringing the two frontrunners closer together in the poll. But not everyone believes the race is as close as those latest numbers make it out to be.
It's so early in the game that I think you just really shouldn't put a whole lot of stock in any of the numbers that you see this far ahead.
University of Florida political scientist Stephen Craig believes poll numbers will continue to jump around in the run-up to November, and that Crist's drop in popularity is more closely tied to how people feel about national issues.
Voters just are not locked into this and aren't going to be for many months. And so there's probably going to be a good bit of more volatility going forward until we really get close to, you know, much closer to the election. The fact that Crist has lost ground is undoubtedly tied to the difficulties the president in particular and the Democrats generally are having these days.
And he says a lot can happen in 10 months. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.